and he just went off that bridge like that. And when he hit the water, of course, it just like it was going to float, like it was going down to the slope, air, you know. And they got 40 feet of water there. Well, he hit that water so hard until he wet that fella that was standing on the bridge. He took water got him wet. And he went down, and he never could come up, and he didn't know how to swim a lick. And he came back up, and he got 40 feet of water there. And he never did come out of that core until that core hit the bottom. When he hit the bottom, he opened the door, and he came out. When he got on top of that water like that, we was on the way coming, and they had two fellas fishing right at the end of the bridge there in the skiff. And we turned loose that barge then and saw when it happened and started to come there, and they beat us. And every time he'd come up like that, and bop, 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 on that water like that. Go back down again. So the third time he done that, the fellow was right close to him then. And when he came up, and this wasn't his time, that was another man, that wasn't his time. That fellow was just, when he come up by that boat, and that fellow was in the boat, and he just reached like that and went with him. And hid under the water like, and caught him, and brought him up. Old man, 71 years old. Take him, brought him in a boat, went ashore with him.
He hadn't caught him, the man would have.
Oh, he was drowned. He was a drowned rat. If he wouldn't catch him, that was his last time. He was going to go down there and feed on him. So they come back, and he caught his breath and everything, brought him to the shore, got out the boat. Well, he's old and all, you know. They reached over there and grabbed his arm on each side. And just turned me loose and said, "Ain't nothing wrong with me." And he ain't never even thanked them for saving his life. They wanted him to come in there and get a drink at the bar. The bar was right close there, you know, and it would help him. Shit, man, he got mad. He turned me loose. There ain't nothing wrong with me. And he ain't, by the way, that's the only, he ain't never thanked them for saving his life.
And he almost
drowned. Damn right, that was a close one, boy. You better believe that. Every time he come on up in that water, boy, bow, 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 with his hands like that.
But you've never seen, have you ever heard of anybody? That was the only time you ever saw somebody nearly drown, but have you ever heard of anybody?
No, heard of anybody drowning? Oh, I heard about it.
Yeah.
And all, but I never did, never was there, you know, when it happened or something like that. Not too long ago, there's two boys, two brothers got drowned, and his son, little bitty boy, right here in his lake. The colored fella went out fishing, and they had a big squall got up, rain and all that. They can't figure that out. It's something they'll never know about. Boat was anchored there. They don't see nothing else, but it was one of them twisters that picked him up, you know, like, and threw him out the boat.
What does a baby do before it's able to walk?
Crawl.
Now, say you're playing hide and seek, and you wanted to get down behind a stump, so you did what? You
stoop down.
Okay. Or they say you did what? You
squat down, stoop down, kneel down.
You did what? You kneel.